In a triple team traffic, and how's it looking now, Andy?
Amanda, still have a crash being cleaned up eastbound 123rd South going toward I-15. And so traffic coming over from Riverton's going to see a little bit extra delay because only one of the two lanes is open going through the intersection. The other slow spot I see in the Salt Lake Valley, I-15, from 33rd to about 1700 South. We're into that really heavy traffic once again that we've been seeing every day as you come into downtown. Eric Butler.
Back to a normal pace on I-15 northbound in Utah County after a couple of earlier crashes, one between Provo and Orem and one between North Orem and Linden. Right now, no problems on the freeway. And Redwood Road, if you're using that to head north from Saratoga Springs, you don't have any delays there either. Len?
Take the drive this morning, southbound I-15, looking pretty nice out of, all the way from Ogden down to North Salt Lake, where you got just a patch of slowing there as you hit Beck Street. Otherwise, some tight traffic in downtown Salt Lake City, and you're looking pretty good otherwise. Stay-and-play packages start at $99 per person per night and offers lodging, breakfast, and unlimited use of summer activities. Visit snowbird.com for more details and to book. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.